why we make every batch from scratch so our hand-battered chicken is always hot and crispy. 9 pieces of hand-battered chicken for just $8.99? Guess we know what you're doing for dinner tonight. For the love of chicken, Church's.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of Insfair Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
Attention Americans! Open enrollment for health insurance is here and time is running out. This is the open enrollment period. If you don't find a plan now, you could be subject to tax penalties or you could go uninsured for an entire year. But with copays, deductibles, out-of-network, and more, finding the right plan can be very complicated. At Health Markets, we do all the work for you and can help you find the right coverage at the best price guaranteed. And with thousands of health insurance plans, Health Markets can help you get government subsidies to lower the cost of your health insurance. And our service is free. The deadline for enrollment is coming fast, so don't put off getting the health insurance the law says you must have or risk paying a substantial fine. Call for your free quote and see how simple we can make it to get the affordable insurance you need. Call 800-304-6195. That's 800-304-6195. 800-304-6195.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida.
Relevant, engaging, informative.
Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Hate. It has caused a lot of problems in the world, but it has not solved one yet. Maya Angelou. Good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each And every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., we highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of the world with you and an engaging panel of guests. And I invite you to join the conversation at 888-550-9105. Bringing us in tonight, the amazing Nat King Cole and Nature Boy. A song so appropriate for my cast tonight and the creator of this incredible play. And my jewel tonight from poet laureate and phenomenal woman, Maya Angelou, who was truly one of the greatest voices of reason, humanity, and love we have ever known. And she would be so proud of my first guest tonight. During her distinguished career in Miami-Dade County Public Schools, she's initiated programs that promote mentorship, improve attendance, and increase parent involvement. As a state representative in Tallahassee, she served the citizens of Miami. In 2010, voters elected her to serve on the Miami-Dade County Public School Board for District 2, and she became the first African-American female elected vice chair of the school board. Please welcome the incredible, the unforgettable, Dr. Dorothy Bendross Menengal. Welcome.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. It is my delight. It's my joy. And only you can have me up this time of night. Because those who know me know I would have been in at least 2 hours.
Let's go.
Thank you, Jill. And I'm delighted. I try so hard to stay awake on Sunday nights. And then I wake up and it's like, she's off.
Okay. Right. That 3 o'clock
yes,
you wake up.
She's off.
But I'm glad you're here.
Yes. Happy to be here. Yes.
You know, I mean, I think of, there's so many people that are just, that when you think of Miami, when you think of South Florida, and you think of the history of South Florida, and who has made it special for us, Dorothy Bendross Menengal. If there was a Mount Rushmore of South Florida, you would be in the center.
Well, you know, I do what I do because I love what I do. When you are an educator, you save generations.
Amen.
We have a beautiful group of people in the studio with you, and you included. We all must thank a teacher.
Amen.
Because we read, we write, we spell, and we do well in life. So I agree with you. We must continue the journey. The journey is well worth all of our time. So I'm looking forward to talking with you tonight more about education and for this fantabulous group of people, whatever I can use in my ability to articulate what I know.
Amen.
Is absolutely fabulous.
Okay.
That we're going to do in this community, and I'm going to let you bring them on.
Okay. Well, you know what? And it's true, because there's a teacher, and I want you to give us a call, 888-550-9105. The name of the teacher that changed your life and what they said to you.
Oh,
mine
wonderful.
was Mr. Edwards in the third grade and told me, "Young lady, you are very articulate and you could sell anything."
He was right.
I'm in the third grade. Why was that man telling me I could sell anything?
He was right.
But he was right. And it was in a different, you know, and it's so funny because I never thought that I could. But in fact, you know, I sold myself as a radio personality for a few generations. It's wonderful when I see people and they're 20. And they're like, oh my God, my mom used to listen to you when she took me to school.
Well,
you know, and I'm like, praise God, I'm still relevant. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, young man, for knowing that. And somebody who, you know, I have one of those stories with is our person of the evening, Mr. Jonathan Spikes. I will never forget meeting Jonathan at Suzanne McDowell's birthday party.
Yes, yes.
At some little Nicaraguan restaurant on
79th
Street.
God, I remember now.
Right?
79th Street.
And he had a book. And he said, "I really want you to read this book. I remember you from, it was something I couldn't even remember where we knew each other from. But he gave me his book.
Yes.
And one of the greatest things that Jonathan owes to his success is that he's very focused and he has incredible follow through. Mr. Jonathan Spikes, welcome to Hot Talk.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. Oh my goodness. Thank you for having me.
So what a journey. What a journey from that, from Suzanne McDowell's birthday party.
From Suzanne's McDowell's birthday party on 79th Street to meeting Dr. Dorothy Vandross Menegard on the way to the inauguration for our first black president, President Barack Obama.
Wow.
All of this is a totally full circle moment right here now.
It is, and we're about to usher our president.
I don't know. I said I was talking about Barack Obama.
I know. We're about to usher our president out of. But you know what? I think he and Michelle are going to walk out and like, peace out.
Peace.
Shut down up. I mean,
shut down. You can see that in the behavior right now.
Yeah. Yes.
He is Barack Obama, or you can call him Barry.
Yeah.
He's Barry right now. Yes, he's Barry. Barry, and we're just delighted that when they went low, he went high.
Yes.
We're very pleased. But getting back, Jill, for a moment, when you talked about that teacher that made a difference in your life, I went to church this morning. Yes, I do go to church.
Amen.
And Michelle Washington was my student in fourth grade.
And Michelle Washington is my Toastmaster.
Yes,
Universal
really?
Club 7653.
Yes.
Awesome lady.
You know Michelle too?
Yes, we're Toastmasters together.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Okay, I want to be a Toastmaster.
Okay. Jonathan, you have to jump in on that. But she got her teaching certificate today.
Yes.
And I found out through my daughter, Tish. And when I walked to the door, Richard, her husband, just started jumping up. You came. I'm ecstatic. I'm elated. I said, look at the verbiage. So she didn't know I was coming, but I remember teaching her in fourth grade.
Yes.
Wow.
And she said to me, you're the only person who told me I was pretty.
Wow.
And if you were to meet her, she's pretty in and out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she has not wavered at all. So when you have that good teacher,
amen.
As you stated earlier, yep. it they can really change your life. So Michelle, we love you, and you have done absolutely the best.
And you know that story is so true because Michelle shared the same story with me.
With you,
she really did.
I love that.
Yes.
Really so
did.
Now, so the play which opened this weekend. I know who I am, and I'm not what you call me. The play was a year in the making, but you were on my podcast
when
I first came back to South Florida.
Yes,
The book about the book, and so
about
here we
book.
Are. And you told me then it was going to be a stage play. That had to be almost 5 years ago
It was 2000, and actually it was five years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I tell you. Okay, so the play is I Know Who I Am and I'm Not What You Call Me. And we have several members of the cast here. So, Jonathan, I will let you introduce the cast that's here tonight.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing to have my co-writer right here, Miss Shantiria Griglin.
Yay.
She's in the
Woo-hoo.
Building.
Yeah.
I have the mom of the play, Miss Demetria Harris. Mm-hmm. We have the psychologist of the play, Miss Duvon Moore. Mm-hmm. We have the auntie of the play, Miss Tony.
The auntie of the play is like the muse of the play.
The muse of the play, yes. Yeah. A very powerful role. Oh, we have the awesome brother, Mr. David Devon DeSaw.
Yes.
And I did not miss anyone. And we have Brother Ben.
What's up, everybody?
Yes. Nothing like a be me brother in the house.
Okay. All right. So for those who have not seen the play or read the book, give us, the Facebook version, not the Twitter version, but the Facebook version of the play.
The play is a journey of hope, redemption, and restoration. It tells the story of how we all go through things in this life. Sometimes there are disappointments, but there are also triumphs.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you decide to get back up and try it again, and try it again, and try it again, and try it again.
Mm. Well, you know, this is definitely the time.
Yes.
For that story. And I had a chance to see it on Thursday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. The mother, I keep wanting to say your because so much of it is your story, but
yes.
It is, you know, it is a stage play.
Mm-hmm.
But the mother, I think, is one of the most powerful characters in the film. And come on up to the mic. You just really kind of embody that role, but you're not like that at all in person.
I definitely don't think that I'm that way at all. There might be a few people that might,
I work
you
with
know,
her.
Challenge that
I work
in
with
some
her.
Capacity.
So the, you know, in two ways, you know, at the same time, the mother is both, you know, the hero and the devil. So how did you craft that character? And share with them a little bit of your character's dilemma.
The character's dilemma, I'll start there, is having to come to terms with her own issues mm-hmm. and not being able to really do that in a healthy way. So she finds herself resorting to things that are unhealthy, like alcohol, smoking weed, being abrasively abusive. And if you know the backstory, the real story in the book, she's also physically abusive towards her son.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because she's unable to handle the fact that she never achieved her goals in life, which was to become a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, relative to me embodying that character, I had to channel certain things in me, because with any time you're doing a character, you have to find some connection to the individual
right.
in order to really embody them.
Right.
And so with the mother, I have a grandmother who has now gone on with the Lord. Now, mm. she was not abusive in any way, but she was a very firm and strong woman. And she was she had 10 children, and my grandfather passed away when fairly young.
Mm.
And so she had to rise up to that occasion to be able to be that strong, firm person in the household to manage all of these children. And by this time, grands are all along, including myself.
Right.
So I didn't always understand that personality at the time, but as I got older, I did. But for the character, I just had to make sure that channeled her. I prayed a lot because that is my divine source for everything in order mm-hmm. to embody a character.
It's interesting. Okay, so now, do you have a greater level of empathy for your grandmother because you have a better insight into what she gave up to be who she was?
Well, I long since did that
yeah.
as a child. Once I became an adult and I understood.
Really?
Absolutely. Once I became an adult and I understood all that my grandmother had to go through to make sure that all ends met and, you know, that she loved us dearly.
Yeah.
And she expressed that love very much so.
Yeah. I mean, I think I find it was interesting your character kind of stayed with me for the rest of the day and the next day.
Well, thank you.
Because I think that you really embodied that woman. I know that woman. I've met her. She's not in my family, but I've met her. And but there are pieces of her in so many black women that just like mm-hmm. your grandmother, mm-hmm. you know, you have to be all things at the same time. And everybody
Absolutely.
Expects you to, you know, also be cordial and happy. And that inability to be a full woman and not Big Mama or Beulah or any one of this many stereotypes.
Absolutely.
You know, couldn't drive you. Can drive you to drink and smoke.
You don't find another outlet.
Exactly. I mean, but really, you think about, you know, you think about those women,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that you drew that woman, that character very well.
Well, she was part reality for
well,
me.
I mean, yeah.
And it's amazing. It's surprising also to me that how many people fall in love with the mother's character.
Because, she's very, of the story, now you and I talked about this several times.
Yes.
This, you are in a space that African-Americans are not finding themselves in a lot, but now it's changing.
Right, right.
So, in order to, you know, really embrace the story, I think a lot of times we kind of gravitate to the character that we have the most in common with. Now, I know everybody in that cast. She wasn't in my family, but several others in that cast are in my family.
I think
but the mom's character is, I mean, it is. And then the aunt is like the muse because the
yeah.
aunt, that was my auntie. That was my aunt. It didn't matter what you did. I had a soft place to fall, and that was my aunt.
Dr. Mendigal, what did you say about the auntie at the end of when you saw the play on Thursday night? You had a relate. You felt something special about her.
Yes, but I started calling her Titi. Because
uh-huh.
that's what we call our aunt, you know, auntie,
But then when we have the babies, I'm just so in awe over this, and I'm turning around talking, and I'm back on task now. They did not get the whole word out, auntie, so they started calling them TT. But you, TT, you stayed with me. Because I'm from a very big family, six generations, and don't ask me if they're all teachers or whatever. We will not talk about those who are not, and they're doing what they're doing. But then, you know, I always tell them, if you get in trouble, don't use my number.
Right. You don't know me.
You don't know me. But TT, yes. You brought so much into the play, especially when you came in and you showed the love that Damon truly deserved. You know, when we talk about finding Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you left, and I'm sure he was waiting for you at the door and told you, turn around.
Yeah.
Because you have all that you need, but you got to share some with Damon. And you've got to make sure that he understands. He is so loved. So, TT, you remind me of me. Someone said you travel with an entourage. Yes, I have Cedric McMahon up here now. I don't know if you asked him to come into the studio, but as soon as I set foot in the studio, I looked up. There he was. And that's where he's going to be.
Listen, Cedric is always welcome.
Yes.
Coming up tonight, the censorship of the Trump era, has it already begun? North Carolina's WRAL censors part of the post-election Saturday Night Live, and after the break, coming up, the always outspoken Peter Bailey joins the crew tonight. Stick and stay, I am Jill Tracy with the Queen, Dorothy Pendros Smigel. Thank you very much on Hot 105. Yes, loving it.
On a Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night. And I'd like to know, it's more than love at first sight. And I want a Sunday kind of love.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
Live from Miami,
it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show in Studio Jam.
That's right, family. I'm bringing the In-Studio Jam to Miami
with special guest Joe.
All of things you let me do.
What's good? It's your man Joe, and Hot 105 is my station.
You can be a part of the in-studio audience live from the Hot 105 Penthouse Performance Studio. The only way in is to win. So lock all of your radios on 105.1 and listen to win, or download our free Hot 105 app on your device from the App Store and register to win this exclusive experience. Joe, live from Miami on the Tom Joyner Morning Show in the in-studio jam. Listen tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. Brought to you by the TJMS and Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
We have Mike Stahl, Senior Vice President of Health Markets. Affordable health care under the Obamacare. It's time. It's
open enrollment.
Open enrollment season.
That's true, Tom. If you don't actively re-enroll, you risk getting the wrong subsidy and paying too much. Health Markets has a free re-enrollment service that people can access.
Explain what that means, sir.
This is the time of year people need to enroll in their Obamacare plan, and it's important to access a service like Health Markets to help ensure you have the right plan and you're not paying too much.
What's the least amount I can pay?
On average, subsidies cover 70% of the cost of coverage, but there are consumers out there where the subsidies will pay the entire cost of premium.
If you didn't sign up last year,
you could be subject to tax penalties, or you could go uninsured for an entire year.
Health Markets is a free service, so call 800-304-6195. 800-304-6195. 800-304-6195.
Right now, something incredible is waiting just for you in Orlando. It's your never-ending story, full of imagination, memories, and epic adventure. This is a tale you'll want to relive again and again. And it begins at visitorlando.com/Florida, where you can unlock exclusive deals just for Florida residents. These special offers can help you save on hotels, attractions, and even shopping. While you're there, you can also learn about the newest attractions at our legendary theme parks. Catch up with the latest dining experiences. Plus, order discount attraction tickets. Now is one of the best times of the year to visit. Smaller crowds and shorter lines mean you can ride more rides, see more shows, and make the most of every single moment. To start planning and saving with Florida resident offers, head to visitorlando.com/Florida.
It's true. I'm a smoker. I wish I wasn't, but I am. I'm aware of the health effects.
New reports show cigarettes greatly
affect. I've heard all the ads.
Quit smoking today.
I've read all the warnings.
Smoking causes cancer and heart disease.
And while I agree with every single one of them, I also know that nicotine is incredibly addictive. So while I appreciate all the reminders why I shouldn't do it, what I really need is a way to stop.
Tobacco-Free Florida's Quit Your Way services are here for one simple reason. Support. Offering tools to help you conquer the addiction your own way. Like with our free services, Phone Quit, Group Quit, and Web Quit. Additional tools such as text messages with practical advice, email support and starter kits of nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. Visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. Quit your way with Tobacco Free Florida.
We're here at CreditRepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry for resolving credit report issues and getting those scores up. There's a lot going on here today.
Yeah, that's right, Justin. You know, last year alone, we had over 500,000 calls from people needing help with improving their credit scores.
And no wonder. What you're doing works, right?
It sure does. Our proven process can help actually remove those unfair or inaccurate items from your credit report. And on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
So when it comes to getting things in life that you really want, like a home, car, or even a new job, the first thing lenders usually look at is credit. So don't let a low credit score hold you back. Call creditrepair.com today. And so what happens when they call?
So when you call, we're actually going to give you a free credit report, a free credit score, and a free evaluation to tell you what's going on right over the phone.
Call creditrepair.com at 800-708-1401. That's 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
This is Tracy Cloyd. If you're confused about getting the exact appliance you want at the lowest price, you have FOBO, fear of better options. And because friends don't let friends suffer from FOBO, I'm going to recommend that you go to H.H. Gregg's Black Friday Savings Sale. Right now, take advantage of early Black Friday savings on an unmatched selection of appliances. I am talking big brands like LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, GE, KitchenAid, Maytag, all the options you want at up to 40% off, plus 24-month special financing, and you always get H.H. Gregg's low price guarantee and free delivery. You don't have to wait for Black Friday to save big. Get Black Friday savings now at H.H. Gregg, up to 40% off an unmatched selection of appliances. Minimum price threshold on free delivery required. H.H. Gregg will match competitors' price 30 days from time of purchase. Exclusions apply. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. If you experience a smile that lasts more than 6 hours, get used to it. Visit H.H. Gregg or hhgregg.com for details.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows.
Tom Banks.
Jay, it's so nice to hear from you, man. I'm a huge fan of his.
I'm sorry.
And I got a chance to meet him, I thought. So I said, Mr. Brown, Carl Banks, it's a pleasure to meet you. He said, what's up, player? So, and he just kind of stood there, right? So I was like, okay, well, you know, he's big time in me. So I just said, well, it was good to see you. So he said, good to be seen.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Hot Talk. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk with the Hot 105 app. You can download now for Android and iPhone. Next week on Hot Talk, do you have enough money to fail? Accounting and financial planner Lesage Monburn will be here to discuss how to get in shape for entrepreneurship and not letting the lack of cash defer your dreams. You could come back for that one, John.
Yes,
And coming up after midnight, sex therapist Jennifer Smith is here tonight because among the many problems attributed to a Trump presidency, will your sex life suffer as well? We'll discuss tonight. But we are back with the cast of I Know What I Am and I Am Not What You Call Me, the creators and writer and director and producer, Jonathan Spikes, along with
Shantiria Griglin.
Thank you.
Yes.
benefactor and mentor and all-around goddess, Dr. Dorothy Vendroff Menengal. Ben Evans and yeah, see, I'm going to run out of names over here. I'm out of the room. I'm stopping names, but members of the cast. I'll tell you their characters. So when you go and you see the play, you'd be like, yeah. Oh, that's mom, and that was Auntie, and that's the psychiatrist. Okay, so now the psychiatrist does play a pivotal role for you. She's almost like the lead character's conscience.
Yes, she is the lead character's conscience, and like you said, she plays a pivotal role, and it gets him to see that things are not always what they appear to be.
Yeah. To, like, if you look at it from a different way, like, I started a series from where I sit, because depending on where you sit anywhere, the view is going to be different.
But I like that.
I think it's so amazing how...
I like that.
I think it's amazing.
Okay, good. That means that you'll do one with me.
I will.
Okay, good.
From where I sit.
Hey, just like that. But it's so amazing how difficult and challenging it was for her to get Damon to unbelieve the lie and believe the truth.
Yeah.
And it's something about human nature that we rather invest in something that is not true. Especially when it pertains to us personally.
Yeah.
Than the things that are true. Those things that we think we aren't, we are. Those things that we think we are not.
Yeah. Just like they say, your children don't become what you want them to be. Your children become what you are.
Yes.
Yes. If you don't deal with
because
them.
Because they model, yeah.
Yes, you go past
and
it
because, and he became... Now, in you, the book, I suggest that you read the book and you see the play because there are different nuances from the book and, you know, from the play. And you explained to the cast, well, to those of us that had a chance to see the sneak peek, that, you know, there's certain things that you just can't bring out of the book onto the stage.
Right. You only have 75 pages on the play, and the book is 248 pages, and the... I know.
And
I
there's no twittering that day.
There's no twittering
all
that
those
down.
Emotions down.
Yes, it was
okay,
a lot.
So now the other characters we have in the room. Okay, down in the corner. He had me on the floor like the entire time. Can you get over? Come over to the mic.
I'm at the mic. I'm with you.
Okay, so now your character is the lead's brother. What is the lead character's name? I keep saying the lead.
Damon.
Okay, because I want to call him Jonathan. Okay, so.
She want to call him Jonathan.
Jonathan. I keep it up to the lead, Jonathan.
She almost went with me.
She's
okay.
She's
trying to get a job.
This is my radio voice right here.
Oh, there you go.
From my stage voice.
See, you can do my intro and outro. Welcome back to Hot Talk.
With Jill Tracy. On Hot 105.
There you go.
What happened?
Oh, sobered us. That's
chocolate thunder for you.
I'm your agent. I love
it. Let me unleash.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so we need to schedule some time to you come in the studio and knock out some promos for me.
I take the bus. I get here now. Got 18 run?
Okay. I'll be right out of here. So now this is not your first time at the rodeo.
It's not. I have actually had the opportunity to be with this with the script from the play reading that started back in 2013 and on the journey all the way through. Mm-hmm. I moved to Atlanta to continue my career, came down to spend time with the family, got a call from Jonathan, and I did the same thing this time that I did in 2013. I was open and available, and I said yes. The script, the story, it's all there. It's a rich journey. Mm-hmm. Anybody that has a chance to come and see this play gets to go on that journey. Mm-hmm. And not only is Jonathan's past story in this play, but his current story is in the production. Jonathan has, I don't even know his whole story, but I know that with this production, Jonathan has humbled himself enough to allow the right people to bring this story to life.
Mm.
From the director to the playwright to the stage manager to the ensemble. And that's what we are. We're not just a cast. We're an ensemble.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I really like the director's energy.
Yeah.
You know, he just seemed to be real kind of the, like, comment, huh? What did you say, Auntie?
Stop crying. Jonathan.
I'm not crying. Oh, I'm not crying. Not but, yet. I'm almost there, though. Okay.
Gil, talk about the director a little more.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he was awesome. Andre Gainey. Andre L. Gainey.
Yeah, I mean, he just had...
You know what his real job is.
He's the director of the Emma Ensemble.
No. His real job.
Come
on, Dr. Mendigar. Tell him what his real job is.
He's an employee of Miami-Dade County Public Schools.
Really?
Yes.
Does he teach theater?
At North Miami Senior High School.
Yes.
And we're talking about teachers.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, we can't. None of us can get anywhere without them.
There you are.
Exactly. And once you learn that, you know, life will be a lot better. So, are you a teacher too?
I'm an interventionist, actually.
Oh, I love
elementary school.
You're actually like the therapist.
Yes, I actually have a degree, a background in mental health counseling as well.
Oh, okay. So, you had some rich background to pull from.
Yes.
In bringing the aunt to life.
Yes.
Her character, I think I had that aunt. I mean, just that rock, you know. And so many of us have that person in your life, and it's usually an aunt or an uncle that I don't care what you did, they will help you drag the body and pray for you as they drive you to the police station.
That's right. Damon is my favorite, so I will do it.
Right.
Yes. I'll do anything for him. And you know, and it hurt me and tore me to pieces that I had to find out something that was so it was heart wrenching for me because I didn't want that. You know what I mean? Like, as far as like the character, as far as the auntie is, and that's why it just broke my heart for me to even have to tell him to do what I asked him to do. If y'all come out and see it, y'all know what I did.
Right.
You know, it was really hard. It was really painful. So,
and that, again, that is so many women's journey. You know, that it was her love for him just had to override everything she thought about what that life is about.
And God had to deal with her spirit.
Yes.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let him in, honey. Let him in.
Listen, everybody just needs to come out and see what really goes on, because to be honest, this is what goes on in our families.
Yeah.
This is what we deal with on a daily basis. You know, we all have that special someone in our lives that we can call on, that we can cling on to, that we can hold on to. And believe me, with coming from a background of such turmoil and just sadness and just disappointments and all of this other stuff, to have that one person that you can count on is crucial.
Yeah.
It is absolutely crucial. And that could actually either make or break that person. And for me, I could not see him broken.
Yeah.
I had to be the one to pick him up, and I had to be the one to really be there for him and that support that he needs.
And also the character here that plays a psychiatrist.
Yes.
This was very measured in dealing with Damien's issues and really kind of letting him fix his life.
The thing is, when you have a broken childhood, like, a lot of people feel like who we are as adults, that is, you know, something that happens in our adulthood, but it starts when we're children. And so he was very broken from the time he was a little boy, from things that had happened to him. Mm-hmm. And once again, you all will find out what those things are when you come to see the stage play.
I know what I am, and I am not
who
you call me.
My job is to force him to see, to force him to face, really, the things that have broken him, to deal with them so he can overcome them, because you can't overcome anything that you won't face. You can't heal if you don't acknowledge what happened to you.
Right.
And so that is my job with Damon.
Well,
and
you did a great job in the
You know, kind of played a little bit of mother with him, because, you know, I had to get in his butt a little bit because he was a little unruly.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, it was a little bit like a mother, you know, type of role for me. So, yeah.
The most beautiful thing about the psychologist is I scouted her from 2012. When I first saw her in the stage play at the Joseph Caleb Auditorium, I said, oh, my God, I think she would be a great psychologist in my play. And I kept following her around. Whenever I found out she was in the production, I scouted her from 2012.
You hear them, Jonathan? They say you were stalking.
I was stalking her, yes. I stalked her. Didn't know her name.
Right.
Didn't know her name. I had to go through a friend of mine to get
her
name.
Production.
And I asked her, would she please audition? And she has also been on this train since 2012.
Yes.
That's and it awesome. Has been an awesome ride. Thank you, Tony.
So now, how did you, was it just a chance meeting with Dr. Menegal, or did you, you know, did you know that this is something that you needed to reach out to make this happen?
Let me tell you about this magnificent woman who has
tell
been
them,
a
Jonathan.
Staple in my life. I mean, in 2008, I was just trying to get things, 2007 actually, I was just trying to get, I was trying to find my way on what I'm going to do with all this stuff that I had. And we happened to be going to the inauguration for President Obama.
Right.
And I happened to meet her for the very first time. I didn't fully understand who she was because I was just riding with Lieutenant John Pace, who was my lieutenant at the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And I aggravated her, read my script, read my script, read my script, read my script. Jonathan, I'm going to do it when I get time. Read my script. Jonathan, I'm going to do it when I get time. And we kept going and going and going. And I would not let her go until she read the script.
Mm-hmm.
And when she read the script, she was so moved by the story. She blessed me. She really blessed me. And then you were having the No More Broken Hearts event at the Joseph Keller Auditorium.
Absolutely.
And she invited me to speak.
Yes. Wow.
She invited me to speak, and I spoke.
Yes. And that is when you
and
started.
And that's when we realized, and I realized for myself, that it is some. There was some there.
There. Yeah.
So
love
that's
that.
What happened.
No More Broken Hearts is we're going into our 19th or 20th year.
Yeah, we sure are.
Wow. But you're going to get your.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm not familiar with it, but
no,
but,
well, you will. It's all about domestic violence.
Okay.
And Jonathan does a wonderful piece on as part of our presentation on a Saturday. It's like an all-day workshop, and he works with the children.
Yes.
And we almost didn't have enough seats this year. I mean, it's something that my first speaker, you all know, is Judge Karen.
Oh, okay.
Karen Mills Francis.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And this came to me to do because as a principal in Dade County Public Schools, right across the street from Scott Carver Projects, it was enough going on. So I had to go over there and, you know, I'm still a little girl from the projects also. I had to go over there and straighten them out. And Jonathan, I don't know why and how, but then there's a God. Jonathan knew many of the people who were able to get out of those houses and get into school and get their degrees and all.
Yeah.
But it's no doubt, I mean, no doubt in my mind that everything that's happening right now is going to happen anyway. But we are making the very best of what is happening. I know, Jill, I'm moving around. That's the teacher in me. Okay,
she's conducting the room.
Right, I'd rather have to look at my people. Oh. But no, you will know more about it because you're going to become part of the committee. Cedric McMinn is the co-chair with Tish, so you all have to reach out to Jill and, you know, get her blessings on what we're doing.
And
okay,
it's called No More Broken
No
Hearts.
No More Broken Hearts about
and
domestic
when is it
violence.
This year? Is it during Domestic Violence Month? So it'll
no,
be February.
We don't do it for a very good reason. We do it in the month of February because Valentine's Day and all the love.
No more broken hearts.
No more broken hearts. That.
And also, February is Teen Dating Violence Month, and so that's why I'm such a, I love being a part of this.
Oh, he does it.
Healing process.
Yes.
It's not just about domestic violence, which it is. That's the focus. But it's also about the healing. And that's what I like about Dr. Dorothy Benjamin Menegal. She brings so many other people who've been through that experience.
Oh, yes.
To bring about the healing. It's not about staying stuck in your situation.
No.
Just like the play.
Just
it's about
like the
moving.
Play. That's exactly right.
Well, and life right now is about not getting stuck in your stuff.
You better believe it.
You know, and just keeping it moving. And I think that it's a powerful play, and there's a momentum right now, just as it comes to telling our stories in a way that it's not just it's a story of a black it is a story. There have been several lately, but it's a story of a life.
Of a life, a human story.
And you really, get to, Ben and I had that conversation about Moonlight, about you just really get to just sit there and soak up this beautiful story about somebody's life.
Yes.
You know, and just be in it, it's fantastic, and the play is very much has that resonance as well.
Brother Ben is also an amazing character in the play.
Yes, now Ben, right, he is videographer tonight. He is so quiet and humble. So come on over, Ben.
welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here, as always.
Seeing you in a minute. And so now your character, yes, is very pivotal to Damon.
Yes.
He's sort of like, to me, he's like that friend that's like, hello.
Get it together.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Thank you. Are you going to be who you want to be, or are you going to be who everybody else wants you to be?
Right.
Because I'm not staying around otherwise.
Yeah. He's that aggravating friend that snaps you back into reality.
The word aggravating.
Uh-huh.
Forget all that noise.
You
need to walk in who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also represent love. I'm trying to get him to love himself enough to get help.
Yeah.
And to seek the help of a professional therapist. Most times we don't. Our folks, you know, the brown and dark folks, don't like to go.
Rich in melanin.
Chocolate. Yes, rich in melanin.
Yeah, chocolate.
We're either too good or we think you're crazy when you go speak to a professional who can help you deal with some of the heavy and weighty issues you're dealing with in life. And so most times you have cycles. And just like, you know, the mom had issues with her, she put those issues on him. Yeah. And if he didn't get help, he puts those issues on his kids.
Right.
And so the moment where we stop that cycle is when we face our monsters, face our struggles, face our weaknesses, and get the help that we need. And so Sherrard is pushing Damon in that area. He's praying for him, but he's also praying on him. And if you come to the show, you'll see.
I love that.
Of
he's
some
always
of,
spelling
some
this
pray
on him.
So there's P-R-A-Y.
There you
he's
go.
Looking to the Lord, help him. But then P-R-E-Y.
All right.
Because he sees we tried to, if I could just fix this.
Thank you.
Things would be a little bit different.
Okay.
So he's trying to get him to help himself for
just
him.
Just tweak it a little bit.
You know, has some personal vested interest in him helping himself.
And
you'll see it all go down.
Well, that's truly love.
Absolutely.
You know, when you can stand in that space for somebody.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and then wait for it.
And get beat up while you're standing there. Because Damon's kind of mean to Sherrard. And Sherrard's like, listen, you've been cussing me out
long enough.
Long enough.
I think because Sherrard is on the other side of that hill.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And he sees that Damon is climbing up. It's like, just come on.
That's what we got to do.
Right.
You don't just help yourself and walk on.
Yeah.
You help and lift others as you climb and as you overcome. And that's what this play is doing. Jonathan has overcome.
Yeah.
Jonathan has healed. And he's helping the masses heal with this story.
I love that because that when you tell an beautiful, authentic story, that's exactly what happens. Is that, in telling it, you realize, I lived through that.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, maybe yes, I am a conqueror.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe yes, I am. I can do that next and I can go higher.
Yeah.
And then being able to sit there and watch that, it's like, well, maybe I have that too.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that kind of Sherrard kind of wakes that up in him.
Absolutely.
Like, maybe there is greatness to be found in here.
And Jill, I'll never forget when you had your podcast and you told me that this day was coming back in 2011 when we did the first Evolution of Freedom at the Art Gallery.
Yeah.
And you said there's an energy about you.
Amen. Listen.
Oh, wow.
Listen, let me tell you.
Wow.
When he said full circle, I was saving it for the last break.
Okay.
For the last end. When he said full circle moment, okay, it is completely full circle.
Yes.
Because Jonathan was the first person to book me to do a gig when I came back.
Yes.
When I came back to town. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I said it to James the other day. When I first came back to town, I used to have to check my phone to make sure that it was still working. It did not ring.
Wow.
It never rang. And then James T. reached out to me. And Jonathan reached out to me. And that was the first gig that it must have been like 2000. I don't even remember because I had been back here for almost 3 years just taking care of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She had been
sick.
And you know who else
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And you know who else was a part of that?
Suzanne.
No, who else was a part of that? She's sitting right between us.
Oh, Dorothy. Oh,
yeah, Dr. Mendigal was there, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I knew she was there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she was a part of that, too.
And tell them, Jonathan.
And Trisha.
And,
When I saw Trisha the other day, listen, Trisha is a caterer, and she was here, and she did that event.
She, this
is what I'm talking about, people.
Yes.
She did that event. She now lives in North Carolina. Jonathan reached out to her in North Carolina and asked her to come here and do the opening reception, and she came.
And she did.
That's what I'm talking about. It is that, and James T. says it all the time, everybody with you can't go with you.
Right.
But when you find those that can, you ride till the wheels fall off.
Right. And you're so right. She said, Jonathan, I moved from Miami.
Yeah.
But I will come back and cater that event for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you reached out to her and she got other work behind.
She
gallery
sure
hired
did.
Her.
They hired
and some
her.
Other, right.
Yeah, she sure
and,
did.
And that is, but see, that and that is full circle because that's the kind of energy. And that's, you know, maybe that's, maybe we will get it full circle and wide in 2017.
We will.
You know, we will. I really think
it's
so.
Starting tonight.
We talked about, you know, in shaping this show, because we talked about the elections ad infinitum, and they weren't popular, you know, in terms of a talking topic on the show. You know, people just would turn off. They didn't want to hear it. And it, as is evident by the result, and 46 million people did not vote. 46 million people did not vote in this election.
Yes.
Now, you know.
Wow.
And now President-elect Trump.
It has
Trumped.
Happened. Yes.
Trump America.
It, yes.
You know, and I think for the first couple of days, it was just, and I want to, in parting, I do want to share, I want you all to share that around the room. The first couple of days, I really could not breathe. I just couldn't, because everything that I learned about being a good, honest, upstanding, you know, a person of good moral fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been through the learning it, of disobeying it, of being humbled by it, coming back around, everything. And that, waking up and seeing President-elect just destroyed all of that. That I don't, you know, that everything I learned about how you succeed and how you do it was just thrown out the window. Just,
you know, we have the Let's Talk It Out program in the schools, right?
That's right.
And I just said that the things that we teach the kids in the Let's Talk It Out program, it seemed like, and I'm getting emotional right now because it hurts.
It hurts.
It seemed like it's getting turned upside down.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we have a performance that we have to do to Let's Talk It Out program with the students from Booker T. Washington Senior High School, which is in District 2, represented by Dr. Dorothy Bendros-Mendenhall.
Tell them, Jonathan.
Awesome. Yes, share. You hear the music playing you off. Tell them now.
I'm trying to figure out what do I have to say, because it seems like what we were teaching, although it is true, it didn't...
It did. Because they asked Trump, you know, do you regret any of the things that you said?
Sure did.
And he said, no, I won.
Yeah. We have to teach him the truth. We thought we were woke. We thought America got over this hump of racism. Listen, we've got to teach the truth.
Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock and A Tribe Called Quest told y'all last night on Saturday Night Live. I don't know what else I could do. The play is running through the 20th.
It's running through the 20th. We have shows on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday at 3 p.m.
How can they get tickets?
They can get tickets at the box office.
Okay.
From the cast.
Walk
up. For the cast. Yes. You see the beautiful ladies of the cast. They need to get rid of those tickets.
Okay.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to thank you all so much for coming. Jonathan, I want to thank you for bringing Dr. Bendros-Mendenhall here.
Time.
Thank you so much.
That. You know he can do that.
and so to do the from where I sit, I'm coming to you. I'm going to come to right. I will come to you.
We have no fear.
Thank you so much for coming. And coming up on the other side, Peter Bailey is in the building. Okay, he and I go at it all the time, but you know what? He might have been right this time.
Wow.
Yes, Peter Bailey, I said it. And sex therapist Janet Smith is back. She's in the building. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Wow, this was so professionally done.
Media Group is hiring. What does that mean to you? Nothing if you're happy with your current job.
But if you'd rather work for a purpose-driven company that promotes a work-life balance in a flexible, collaborative atmosphere, it could mean a lot. And if you enjoy social media, have creative ideas, and love to solve problems, it could mean even more. A lot more. Apply today at work@cmg.com. That's work@cmg.com. We mean it.
With a 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old, it's almost impossible to manage our finances.
The Region's Next Step project is helping real customers like Ashley confidently take their next step in life.
We use the Region's mobile app all the time to deposit our checks, which is so convenient. We also love Region's personal pay. It makes it so easy to pay the babysitter.
Region's has innovative tools to help Ashley easily manage her day-to-day finances so she can focus on longer-term goals.
It's so important to get our budget straight so we can save for a house, and that's our next step.
Ashley and other real customers are using Region's tools to take their next step. Ready to take yours? Region's Bank is right here in Miami. Call, click, or come by today. Region's Bank, member FDIC. Paid appearance by an actual Regions customer telling her real story. Mobile banking, personal pay, and mobile deposit are subject to terms, conditions, and fees. Mobile app use may be subject to your carrier's data fees.
Our pizza night just got easier. Feed the whole family for just $13.98 plus tax. Your Sam's Club Cafe has a hot baked 16-inch pizza with your choice of toppings. Cheesy bread sticks with marinara, 1/2 dozen chocolate chip cookies, and a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola for only $13.98 plus tax. Pick up a Sam's Club family pizza combo on your way home tonight. Upgrade pizza night for less, only at Sam's Club.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
Attention Americans, open enrollment for health insurance is here and time is running out. This is the open enrollment period. If you don't find a plan now, you could be subject to tax penalties or you could go uninsured for an entire year. But with copays, deductibles, out-of-network, and more, finding the right plan can be very complicated. At Health Markets, we do all the work for you and can help you find the right coverage at the best price guaranteed. And with thousands of health insurance plans, Health Markets can help you get government subsidies to lower the cost of your health insurance. And our service is free. The deadline for enrollment is coming fast, so don't put off getting the health insurance the law says you must have or risk paying a substantial fine. Call for your free quote and see how simple we can make it to get the affordable insurance you need. Call 800-304-6195. That's 800-304-6195. 800-304-6195.
Hey, what's up? This is Robin Thicke, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Sometimes an extra bill requires extra money I just don't have. That's when it's good to have options.
And Scott Cash Advance. You could get up to $500 cash in minutes with no credit checks. Some restrictions apply. When you need things to be okay, you'll be okay with AmScott.
Hi, this is Simone Biles. When kids believe in themselves, it's amazing what they can accomplish.
I believe I could be a pilot.
I believe I can be a professor.
A doctor.
A poet.
I believed I could be a gold medalist. And thanks to the love and support from my parents who adopted me when I was a foster kid, I was able to reach my dreams.
There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S. For many of them, the holidays can be an especially difficult time. That's why Mattress Firm's Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation, is collecting new toys. With your donation, foster children can not only believe in the magic of the holidays, but that people really care. To learn more or donate to a foster child in your community, Visit MattressFirmFosterKids.org today.
I believe I could be anything.
Come to any Mattress Firm today and donate a toy to help a foster child in your community. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
Hot 105.1.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
You're going to hear the pages turn.
Let me take my gazelles on. Don't want this thing, but can't let go.